What a lovely song. I love that. Gloria Estefan, BBC Radio Manchester, 95.1 FM. She's now got Cuban restaurants in Miami and a hotel. It's BBC Radio Manchester, 95.1 FM. I'm Heather Stott. Think back 20 years, go on a day. Did you have a mobile phone? Did you heckers like? And what about a personal computer? Well, the pace of technology is so fast nowadays, it's almost impossible to keep up. But there's no doubt that technology has played a huge impact on our lives and continues to do so. And that's what we're talking about this week here on BBC Radio Manchester. I mentioned to you just a few moments ago that online dating is very popular now. But would you ever appeal for a partner by setting up your own website? Well, Alan Wills did. He did just that. But he didn't just try to find a partner. He was looking for a wife. He's married now and has some amazing adventures to tell you about along the way. Alan, good morning.
Good morning, Heather. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. So now then, I've looked at some pictures of you, and you look like a good-looking bloke. How come it was so difficult to find somebody?
To know, when I moved to London, I just found it quite a busy place, and I was on the treadmill, you know, working a lot, paying the rent. But a few opportunities presented themselves, and they were that my brother back in Canada said, hey, I've got buddy passes. I work for an airline now, so I'll give you my buddy passes, and you can fly for cheap.
Yeah.
So that was one opportunity, and then I thought, well, what if I started my own blog? I tried internet dating and had very mixed success. I didn't like the idea of being in a database and ticking boxes, and I found it a waste of time, personally. Not everyone agrees, but so why not set up a blog and start writing about dating? And I basically put it up very crudely and said, I'll go anywhere in the world for the right date.
Really?
Let's see what happens.
What an adventure, because there you've got the cheap flights.
Yeah.
So all you need now is the woman.
Well, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. So you did this, and what sort of offers did you get? Who did you hear from?
Oh, God, at first it was a trickle, and because I just told a few friends about it. I didn't sort of PR it or anything like that. And next thing I know, media people started contacting me. So, in fact, they were my first dates, and it was trickled into the papers. And then that was suddenly trickled into places all over the world. And within days, I had offers from all over the world to go skydiving here and caving here, and you know, it just came in hard and fast at that point.
Wow, Alan, this is fantastic, but these are all great experiences, but how do you know if somebody, the person that you were going on the date with, was genuinely looking? Because you were genuinely looking for a partner, weren't you?
Well, the title would suggest that, but at first it was a bit of a lark, and I just thought, I'll just give it a shot and see what happens. If it doesn't work out, I'll buy the t-shirt and move on.
Yeah.
But, you know, the question is a valid one. I didn't know at all, but I found that what I wanted to do, instead of using the internet to set up profiles and date that way, it was set up experiences that would reveal people's character. So a lot of the dates I went on, I got to know the person really well, and to this day, most of them are still my friends. Some of them are married themselves, so it opened up a lot of opportunities, and in the end, as you know, I actually end up meeting someone.
Yeah, so we'll talk more about that in just a second, but let's talk about these experiences that you went through to get there. Tell me about some of the more, well, I don't know, outlandish dates that you went on.
Oh, the offers were hard and fast, as I said, and I could cherry pick. Some of them were really wild and crazy, such as come to certain countries and do certain adventures. But I think the ones that I went with are the ones that I could afford and the ones I could get to easily.
Okay.
And so I did a couple of dates. I'll give you one example. I had a blind date in Leicester where I had to meet the woman underwater. So we had to dive in from opposite sides of the quarry and meet on a submarine. And imagine trying to communicate with someone using hand signals and a written underwater pad.
I can't. A quarry in Leicester.
Yeah.
Do you know, that would be the first one I would have struck off and gone, nah, don't fancy that.
Well, I was just one of many. I mean, in the end, I ended up going to about 45 dates in about 13 countries, so I could probably tell you stories all day. But, you know, I had some
extreme
ones.
How far, what was the furthest one that you went to?
Physically, it would have been Australia.
Yeah, what did you do there?
Well, I had an offer to go to a bachelor and spinster's ball in the outback, and I thought, I can't turn this down.
Yeah.
So it was an invite to meet a whole bunch of people, not just one person. So I flew down there, and I thought I'd stay, you know, maybe a week, and then I ended up staying a couple of months. And while I was down there, people heard about my quest in Australia, and I started getting offers to do shark diving and jumping out of planes and sort of traveling distances to do treasure hunts.
Right.
And in the end, most of the women I met through that, like I say, just ended up as friends. But some of them had no intention of romantic. They just wanted to meet me and hang out. And I thought, well, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
However, by the time I bought that plane ticket to Australia, I had already met Cece. Who's now my wife.
Right.
So we were apart for a couple of months, and that proved very testing.
Okay, well, look, let's talk about Cece in just a moment.
Sure.
We'll talk about Cece, we'll talk about how you met her, and we'll talk about how, out of all these women and these crazy experiences, you knew that she was the one. And I want to particularly hear, Alan, about the first time that you set eyes upon her, what you saw. We'll talk about that coming up in just a moment right here. Alan Wills is talking to you. Alan Wills set up a website, Are You My Wife? And he actually went looking for experiences, started out as a bit of a lark and ended up marrying a woman. You'll hear the rest of the story coming up next right here on BBC Radio Manchester 95.1 FM. I'm Heather Stott. It's Dido here on BBC Radio Manchester 95.1 FM. Looking for another half. Ever thought of setting up your own website to find your other half? Alan Wills did. It was called Are You My Wife? And it was a blog. And he did it, well, initially as a lark, but then it got serious and he went on dates all over the world. He's been telling you about it. So now you mention Cece, who is now your wife, Alan.
Indeed. I never expected that.
even though the website has got a name that would lead you to believe the contrary, you didn't really expect to find somebody that you really loved and had this deep connection with.
Exactly. Well, I think I didn't believe it initially just because I didn't know where things were going to go. And then by about 6 months in, that's when I first met Cece. And she had contacted me a couple of times and offered some dates, like Choose Your Own Adventure and some other really sort of interesting dates. The problem was I was always in different places, and so we never sort of crossed over. We were in the US at the same time, but we were on opposite sides of the country.
Right.
So by about January, this was kind of 6 months in, and I was starting to have some real doubts about this website, just because, sure, I was getting a lot of interesting dates, but I was starting to run out of money. I was still paying rent, and I'd sort of quit my job at that point to sort of see how this went.
And also, I guess at some point, you know, I don't know what the male equivalent of kissing frogs is, but you must have had to.
Well, most of them ended up friendships, funny enough. A lot of them didn't end up being that romantic.
Right.
We went out and had an experience and just sort of said, all right, it was nice to meet you, and let's just stay in touch and see what happens. And But so I know it sounds strange, but I think my life was less romantic with the website than it was before, because I had to lead, you know, if I was going to go on many dates, I wasn't going to go out and break hearts or be a bit of a Lothario.
Yeah.
That certainly would burn bridges, in my opinion. So Cece emailed me a couple times, and I'm going to be very honest with you. She sent a photo with one of her emails, and I looked at it and go, she doesn't look that great. But when I finally met her, the photo, this is why I'm not a big believer in internet dating, because I think a lot of photos don't represent people.
Right.
When I first laid eyes on her, as you said before, I thought, wow, she's stunning. She's beautiful.
Okay.
And I hate to disappoint, but the date we had was literally just to meet up for a coffee because I was having several doubts about the website, and I was about to leave for Australia. So she was a bit persistent, and I said, fine, I'd like to meet, but I'm a bit broke right now. Are you happy just to meet for a coffee? We got talking, and that went way into the night. We went to a different bar. We ended up chatting, and through another experience, I had gained free tickets to Devon. And so I was going to go down for a weekend to see some friends before I left. And I said, would you like to come with me this weekend? Mm-hmm. And she said, for sure. And she cleared her diary and helped with the logistics. And then we were off for this wonderful trip in Devon. And we were disconnected in terms of internet and phone. So I had three amazing days with her where I had no contact with the outside world. I wasn't stressed about the blog. And I think that's when I first realized that there's something going on here. I'm not going to say I was in love yet, but I will say that there was certainly a very deep attraction. And then my immediate thought was, great, now I've got to leave the country.
Well, there's an irony. You meet her because of technology, and the lack of technology is what makes you fall in love, or gives you the opportunity to fall in love.
Yep, exactly.
Right, so when was it you decided Cece is the woman, she is going to be Mrs. Wills?
Well, that took a long time, because I'm not a big believer in love at first sight. I believe in love developed over time.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, we had about 6 weeks together before I left for Australia. We grew very close, but I had some commitments, for lack of a better term, to go and see a few dates through. Now, the amazing thing is, after I met Cece, I only had a couple of dates in different countries, but all of them, by the time I got there, they're either women that had met someone else and said, sorry, I'm off the record now. So it ended up just kind of being me fulfilling a few travel obligations more than anything. And we had about 4 months apart, and that's when I really got to know Cece, because while I was away, she helped me finished a few projects from London. She was always on the phone with me. We were always talking. We were always in contact. And then we met again in Thailand as a second date, and had 2 weeks together. And I think that's the point when I realized that the website was going to be shut down and I was going to give it a go with Cece. So I moved back to London.
I tell you what, there's no greater compliment a man can pay a woman than shutting down his website. Hey, you romantic. So how long have you been married now?
We got married last year in July, so it's been a year and a bit.
Wow, congratulations, and it all worked out beautifully. So now then, here, I want you to give us a tip. If anybody is looking for love and is thinking of using technology to help them, because there are a lot of people, you know, who have been in marriages, perhaps their marriages have broken up, or, you know, people look for love all over the place, don't they? Give us a tip about how the best way to go about it. Give us a little bit of advice.
Well, that's kind of my next project. I mean, my people asked me if I could help them do the same as I did, and I said, right. Well, I think my main tip about finding love online is use the internet as a tool, but use it just as that. Make sure you make the time to get to know people, because if you're constantly bombarded by technology, you won't actually find the time. And so it's almost a self-fulfilling prophecy that it will fail. Just be wise in how you use technology. It is a tool, but experiment with it, try different things with it, and don't be afraid to shut things down and try different things.
Excellent.
That's my advice.
Alan, an absolute delight to talk to you. What a brilliant experience. Alan Wills. Are you my wife, Cece? It turned out was. What a lovely, lovely story. It's BBC Radio Manchester 95.1 FM. I'm Heather Stott.